Four boys and eight girls were born to Carl and Christiana. Carl wanted his sons to become skilled bushmen. Not long after son William was born, on the 30th of June 1876 at Mount Perry, Martha Halliday was born in Scotland. At the early age of three, she set sail with her family to Australia. According to plan, William was to meet Martha, as their parents before them, and became one in marriage. Like most young couples, they were hoping fortune would smile on their efforts. However, this was not to be their lot. Times were very hard. They had to learn how to bear the sadness and mix it with the little sweetness they could find. No doubt from his father's extensive learning, William became experienced in the ways of the bush and also had a compassionate understanding towards the natives. This kind of knowledge only Carl could have given. William respected the black men. He knew their pattern of behaviour passed down from generation to generation. All this knowledge came from the black men himself. They shared the food of the bunya nuts. He told how their skin shone like silk after days of feasting on the nuts. William often speaks in the native language. One of his most valuable possessions was the portable musical accordion. From memory, he had the art of expressing a combination of sounds. On a quiet night, the pleasant sound could be heard moving over the river of his beloved Buxton. William, with the help of his brother John, were the first white men to cut down the trees and clear away a road and build a slab hut on its banks. Boat building was another occupation William enjoyed. Building his boat from the trees he felled, he used no modern tools, only an axe, cross-cut saw, and wedges. He then fashioned oars from the skills shown him by his father. The timber was shaved with glass, and out of this would emerge an oar. Another art was to gather the trunk of the grass trees, and after rolling and heating them, he would make a resinous solution, and this was used to varnish his handmade tools such as fishing rods, oars, axes, hoes, and pick handles. When or how William came to find the river isn't quite clear today. I feel it would have been when looking for suitable trees for sleepers he was cutting for the railway at Isis Junction, and therefore had first choice of land at Buxton.